like it when the silence comes back. They're actually my favourite conversations with you, where you don't talk. But that would make this a very one-sided podcast. Please, please talk.
How fucking rude.
Co-pilots, we're back. Yeah, acronyms.
Unbelievable. Oh, I still maintain we should call this NCISESI.
Yeah, but I don't want to. Because a lot of those C's and I's and S's all stand for pretty much exactly the same thing.
Mm. But
people are going to be investigating scenes of crimes.
Sometimes. With water involved. Wait, that is what it stands for, isn't it? Is naval.
Yeah, I mean, that pilot episode really focuses quite heavily on a plane.
Mm. For the Navy, I thought, you're sort of in the wrong space there, aren't you?
I guess it's just naval crimes. Should we just jump straight into...
Let's do it, because fuck me, George Bush. Just,
yeah, no, like, you sent me a text saying, fucking George Bush, and I was, like, looking at the news, just like, what's happened to him? What's he done? Why do you care? And then you're just like, wait, so you've watched NCIS? And I was like, okay. And then, like, the first scene came out, I was like, I sent you the same thing, just fucking George Bush.
that makes it, you know, that dates it somewhat, I found.
Well, yeah, it's like 2004.
Okay. Well, I guess we're...
Because he's on, like, the campaign trail for, like, re-election, I think.
What, in 2004? Mm-hmm. Don't think so. It was earlier than that, wasn't it? 2003. Oh, no, 2004, yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, sorry.
There's literally a sign in the background that says 04 on it, so...
I didn't see that.
Well, I was looking, because I was like, why is George Bush in this? I thought maybe he was going to be like an ex-president, but then I remember that we're a little bit behind the times with this whole acronym game.
Mm. I suppose this was 15 years ago, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But I mean, it was good.
Well, yeah, like, it was a giggle, I think. Yeah, so they're on Air Force One, and there's a soldier. He's like a top bloke, I think, is the official title. He dies quite suddenly and looks like he's had a stroke.
They were very sort of like insistent. They're like, oh yeah, it's just natural causes. But
no.
Yeah, this would be a really boring show if they just every week just natural causes.
Oh, that would be an amazing detective show. Maybe that's a sitcom we could write about, like, two detectives who are shit and they go around old folks' homes every single time. Yeah, no, it's a heart attack.
But proper, like, full-on investigate, like, full seasons of just investigating one, like, heart attack and just like, yeah, no, it was actually just natural causes. We're not.
Someone poisoned the rich teas. The custard creams.
Someone mixed up the breakfast tea and the dinner tea, and now it was just too much.
We think somebody,
an old heart can't handle this kind of thing.
We think somebody laced the Earl Grey with 20 kilos of heroin.
We think someone mixed up the Twinings and the Tesco's tea bags.
That is genuinely a travesty.
I don't know, Tesco's tea bags are fine. They were fine when I was a student.
I mean, it's not Yorkshire, is it?
No, nothing is, though.
I think that is, like, largely agreed across the UK as the best tea. Like, the number of people that I've said, come, what's your best tea? And they've all said Yorkshire. It's, you know,
although,
can't all be wrong.
Like, Twinings English breakfast got me back into drinking tea.
I do like Twinings. There's a Starbucks stock called Tazo. They're really nice as well, actually.
However, tea is about as far from the topic of this show as we unless it's going into a harbour.
I'm looking at the wrong one. Sorry, I was just reading.
I know, it's really difficult because there are so many. It's acronyms galore.
Now the trouble is I'm starting to forget which character in which thing. The posh English professor, doctor guy. He's in NCIS, isn't he?
Bucky.
Ducky. Yeah.
Bucky's a different American thing.
Also, guy's named Jethro. That's ridiculous.
Wait, which guy?
Well, the lead dude is called Leroy Jethro. He can't be called fucking Jethro. Mm.
don't know. But did you clock quite like that he was carrying like the like nuclear football thing? At least I think that's what it was.
Wait,
so I was
what?
Just like the no, the guy who died.
Oh yeah.
And I was just like, when they were like, and he comes back down the stairs and he's all like, oh, all a bit wavy and falling over and stuff, and dead. And everyone's like, why would anyone want to come? It's like, that kind of got left unattended for a bit.
Yeah. yeah, and then so he does, and then the NCIS Special Agents, which is Naval Criminal Investigation. I don't know what it stands for. I've forgotten.
One of those. Some of yeah. those things.
They investigate crime scenes and shit.
Yeah, they're basically like CSI, but more.
I really don't like how much he was talking down to... oh, fuck, what's the chops?
Oh, what? Agent name? Todd.
Mm.
She has, like, more names, I'm sure, but...
Caitlin, or Kate.
Yes, I'm sure those are the names.
She replaced a character called Blackadder.
Just fucking...
Blackadder?
Can you imagine?
And it's called
Black
Vivian.
Adder from, like, the...
from just Blackadder.
Like, yeah, just, like, running around, just like...
You bastard. No, but, like, it's Vivian Blackadder. So, Vivian's Aidan Edmondson's character from The Young Ones, and a Blackadder is Rowan Atkinson in Blackadder. You can't have someone called Vivian Blackadder and then show it to English people and be like, see this?
This is... Can you imagine how ridiculous it would be if someone had these names? They'd be like, fuck you.
Wait, have you seen The Young Ones?
Maybe not, probably.
Oh my god, you need to watch The Young Ones. So good.
I put it on the list.
Okay.
If you want to get me to watch it, just put it on this list. I might. Just season four. We'll get a season four one.
The Young Ones. Okay, cool, that's done. Yeah, so, yeah, then Leroy, he, like, comes in, and he's all like, oh, check me out, I'm, like, basically Sherlock Holmes. And basically they solve it.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite fun. In my head, this is a bit more of a serious show. I thought this was, like, 24 level of, like, stakes and intensity, but it's a lot more playful.
Yeah, I think it's sort of somewhere between, like, Sherlock and, like, an actual serious show.
Yeah. It feels like it's going to have, you know, Monster of the Week, so, like, Crime of the Week. It's basically going to be, like, X-Files, but with a pinch of, like...
reality?
Well, I guess. But, like, it felt like a Joss Whedon thing at points, where the team are all talking to each other and, you know, they've clearly got backstory and stuff. Like,
I think it was this one where they were
dicking around, wasn't it? They were sitting in the president's desk and taking pictures of each other.
Yeah, I think it's because this, while this show has its own spin-offs, it was like piloted through another show.
Hmm.
I think it was like JAG or something, which I've literally never heard of. So.
Oh really? You know, maybe I should do some research before. It comes from an issue in. JAG, right, so what's JAG?
It's a military thing.
Judge Advocate General, an American legal drama television show with a distinct US Navy theme.
So I guess
Scotland meets a few good men. Okay.
Yeah, so I guess that would make, so they'd sort of be focusing on like the law side of it, and this is sort of like the, hey look, we
yeah
undo crime, not undo, solve
undo. Yeah, okay.
I got very confused between what CSIs can do and
the only
time
reason,
travel.
The only reason I've ever heard of JAG is because it's on like those crap daytime TV show channels.
Is it? Because I've never like I mean I know people watch this clearly, otherwise it wouldn't still be running.
But is it still running?
Yeah, it's going into like 17th season or something.
You are kidding.
Oh no!
It can't be that good now, can it?
Season 16. No, it's 16. Still getting like solid ratings.
Is it still the main dude? Is it still that Gibbs.
I have no idea.
The Naval Criminal Investigative Service. It can't be. It can't be the same guy, can it?
It's held its like time slot as well for. Well, since 2003.
He has a lot of awards.
Yeah, the thing is, like, the show is good.
I really enjoyed it.
I wouldn't sit down and watch it all in order, because fuck that. It's been going for like 15 years ish. But like, I legit wouldn't turn it off if it was on.
Yeah, like if I flicked over and it was on, and
I flicked over and it was just starting, I'd watch it. I feel like it's not something you can come into halfway through an episode and just be like, yeah, I can catch up.
Well, I don't know, I reckon you could.
But, I quite liked that it was sort of... Because it wasn't really... It wasn't like CSI that's very forensics focused. And it was a bit more of like just a... Well, this thing links to this thing, and... they were just making a lot of references to... I think he just kept going, that Nicolas Cage movie.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
It was Air Force One.
Yes. I was thinking of Con Air, because I'm an idiot.
I think I'll touch on the stuff I don't like is... like the way he's talking to Caitlin is very much sort of like, this is what you do, and you know, he's quite dismissive of her.
I feel like some of the other agencies were doing that to them as well. I think that was more of an interagency issue than a gender thing, because he was sort of being like Well, like, this is kind of what we do. You're like, out of your element here. And all the other agencies were like, go away, you people. We don't like the Navy here.
That bit was quite good, where they were having... Oh, sorry. And then the cross chat, and like, well, we should take him here. And he's like, well, we've got the guys. a bit where the suspect, the guy who did it, he turns around, he's got the MP5. And he shoots and completely misses.
I've played enough Call of Duty to know.
Particularly that level, because I got the Platinum Trophy on that. On Call of Duty 4, on Modern Warfare. But, you know, the very last mission is where you got to run through the plane.
Yeah.
I got... I did that on Veteran. Not trying to show off or anything too much.
But I mean, you are, obviously.
Tell you what, it is actually... You can actually miss.
Yeah, but not like... enough to give him a chance to like hit you with 5 rounds in the chest. Also, what really shocked me is that for an American based show, they were very, you can't take your gun on a plane.
So I suppose this is coming out just after 9/11, isn't it?
Yeah, but like, it's not very exciting if they don't check it.
Don't do this, because they don't have guns in Sherlock. Oh yeah, they do have guns in Sherlock. But there's plenty of like,
how
the
else
bill.
Will he summon the
they
police? Don't have guns.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they don't have guns in the bill.
Yeah, and I don't watch it.
Oh, it's finished. That's why.
I didn't even realise they had finished. It's how little I care about it.
It was a good while ago the bill finished, actually.
I mean, I was a bit sort of, not like put out, but sort of like, oh, but why does he get to have all the glory of like, I say glory, like, he just gets to kill the suspects.
Well, it's not that glory, is it?
No. But no, I just found that weird that like, because it's not really his job. But
I guess it was lucky he stole the gun. I guess. Looking at the wikia, someone's written out everything that happens. Like,
yeah,
every line.
About right.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't think we've missed anything. I mean, the thing is, there wasn't much I didn't like about it.
No, I did enjoy it. I liked it a lot more than I thought it was going to. I thought I was going to find it quite dry and fairly dull and just a bit like...
I think without the humour and stuff, it would have been...
It would be, yeah. I thought it might be quite flag wavy as well.
I quite enjoyed him just going to sleep in the morgue. That was weird, but sort of like a... I guess you sleep when you can.
Yeah, that was weird. It was just after that scene, actually, that I had my massive bout of deja vu. Of like, oh, I've seen this before. But, oh, maybe that was CSI, actually. No, that was CSI.
I definitely had this that with CSI, because I'm pretty sure I've seen it before.
With the shows being so similar, this is what I'm really struggling with, trying to remember
who
was in what and what happened and everything. And I've literally just finished watching them.
Yeah. So, shall we... mosey over to
CSI.
Yes.
Okie dokie.
So no Navy crime here.
No.
Just your normal run of the mill several
crimes.
Like three vaguely complicated crimes.
It's more than three, wouldn't it?
No, because the new girl just goes off to crimes that they'd never really care about. And then, you know, dies.
Well, we think. She gets shot right there.
No, but I'm like 90% sure that she dies. I really like that as an ending, though.
Yeah, I sent you a message like, "That's a really fun." Oh, here we go. I've just clicked on Holly.
Holly Grip.
And the article is led me to is minor characters in CSI.
That sounds pretty fair. I feel like she was like her character is just a way for them to go. Well, we kind of need a way into this that isn't just sort of going like, hey, look at all these characters, because they have to give, like, otherwise it wouldn't make sense for them to be going, like, to people they've been working with for years, like, hi, I'm Gil Grissom.
Yeah, that's very true.
But through her, they can sort of go, here are all the characters, look how bad they are at their jobs.
Here's the thing with this one that I found, like, towards the end it wasn't so much of an issue, but as it was getting into the, sort of the middle of the show, I thought there were too many threads. Like, I was really struggling to keep up with which crime was which.
Yeah,
because you've got the ones with the two guys who are like both going for, you know, their 100th, and one of them's,
I think those were the main two crimes in the episode.
But then there was the fake suicide, and then there was the guy who was
drugged
in the hotel room.
The hotel room one was one of the 100 cases. That was, I think it's Nick.
Yeah.
And then Warwick is the other one who was doing
the shoes and the toenails. Yeah.
And it was Grissom who was doing the fake suicide.
But then there was also the shop owner that like just pulled a gun on Holly, wasn't it?
Yeah, like the two minor crimes they just sort of like left her to. Just went.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool having like a lot going on, but after a while I was like, I've lost track of what's going on.
I guess it shows you. I guess maybe it's to try and represent the scale of like how many crimes they would be expected to try and handle. While maybe not this interesting, the volume sounds relatively okay.
Yeah,
because I think it's not even like the full department, it's like a team within that.
I wasn't a fan of the CGI bits, you know, when it does the Fight Club thing of like going into objects and you go into the body a couple of times, particularly the guy who got shot in the chest. That was the thing, right? They meet the guy who's like, he's apparently killed himself. But he has a bullet wound in the middle of his chest, and who kills himself by shooting themselves in the chest?
I feel like that was their first clue. And then they were
obvious.
I think the two I liked in this one were the break-in one and the suicide one.
Yeah.
I wasn't such a huge fan of the like the drugging one, because I was just like, that's a bit meh.
Yeah. I felt the same too.
But no, I quite like the sort of the solving of the the house one more than the, like, the break-in. I keep saying break-in. It wasn't a break-in. It was staged.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, a moment, like, quite early on, where I think the moment that made me sort of go, I have seen this before, when, like, he says, oh, yeah, no, I was protecting my wife and my child. And I was just like, you fucking did it. I know that you did it. I don't know how, but I know.
I think it was around then that I started thinking I'd seen it before. Oh, no, what had just happened? They just pulled up somewhere. Holly just pulled up, I think. I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, again, having them, like resolve the... all of those threats and then sort of be like, cool, that's our job done for the night. And it's just like, actually, nah. What you need to say, because, like, you know that girl we've been looking after all episode that we just kind of left? Well, Warwick, you fucked up. You can just fuck off. You're on leave. Because she might be dead. And I'm assuming that will be by episode two.
A great, great way to end your pilot. Like, I was instantly like, oh, okay. Maybe I'll carry on with this one.
Well, because it resolves everything from the episode.
And but it just goes, then gives but, you a big, like...
Also this. By the way.
I did like the stuff with her, actually, with Holly, when she's... doing the autopsy and then can't handle it and gets locked in with the bodies.
Yeah, I forgot about
mate. He just shouts at him, so, you bastards.
Yeah, I forgot about Catherine having going to the hospital, having, because she has to leave her kids because they work a night shift.
Mm.
And she has to go to the hospital to deal with, like, a rape victim. Completely forgot about that.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, yeah, the little kid. She's like, oh, show me on the picture. Wait, fuck, I forgot about that. I can't believe I forgot about that.
Yeah, because it's when they're sitting in, like, her and Holly are sitting in the diner. She's like, just out of nowhere, just goes like, have you ever felt violated? And it was like,
Yeah,
that's a pretty deep question. No, I'm trying to think what else happened.
This is the issue with him. They are similar.
Nick got promoted and then very quickly found out that someone was probably dead.
Yeah. Which I guess is not ideal. I really liked Warwick as a character. Like, apart from all the shit, I thought he was like...
From what I've seen of, like, bits and pieces of different episodes... His life is not his career doesn't go particularly well.
Oh, really? So how much of this have you seen, then?
Like, bits and pieces. I've got the Tarantino episodes. Oh, yeah, they're like the season five, like season five or something. And, like, just odds and ends, like...
Did you used to watch it or something?
Like, it's another one that shows that if it's on, I'll watch it. But, like, I won't seek out to watch it in the right order. I think I thought about doing it before. Probably why I've definitely seen this before. But then, because I feel like the through threads are just the characters. I don't think there are any, like, super overarching, like, crimes and stuff. You might get the odd, like, two-episoder or something, but in terms of, like, taking a full season to solve a crime, I don't think that's this sort of show. But, yeah, Warwick, like, starts dealing drugs or something. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Or taking drugs. I'm not really sure. I can't remember.
Oh, shit. Oh, my lord. Yeah, no, I'm just looking at...
Because this run is finished. I know that this CSI is finished.
So there's a whole bunch of different CSI. So this is the first one. So this is CSI Las Vegas.
This is officially just CSI. Then there's Miami,
New York,
and Cyber. Cyber, I don't want to watch, just in case, like.
Because they've called it Cyber. That's why I don't want to watch it.
Well, no, it's mostly because, like, if there's a lot of computer stuff in it, and I'm like, well, that's wrong. It'll really ruin it for me.
That's fair.
I've seen bits and pieces of New York, and that's great. Mostly because it's got the guy from Mice and Men in it.
Do you know how many CSI games there are?
Yeah, I know, I've played a bunch of them.
There's a whole gang of them. There's loads.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good.
I think Lisa's got one of these. I feel like we got her one. It was like a point and click.
Yeah, they're normally like just like point and click, like almost like hidden pictures, and then like quite similar to the Sherlock games.
Yeah,
but more they like static.
Those Sherlock games are actually quite good. Yeah, I never got into CSI or anything like that. I don't think there was anywhere we got them. Like, before we got Sky, and we didn't get Sky till...
I think at some point they were running on Channel 5 or something, I think.
That wouldn't surprise. Channel 5 do a lot of, like...
They basically American seem to, like, sort of go, is there an audience for it in the UK, and then someone better takes it. But no, this is another one of those shows that I wouldn't... Both of these shows are good enough that I would just sit and watch them, but I wouldn't go out of my way.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Oh, look, even that, look, 5 USA, tonight, 7 o'clock, NCIS, Series 9, Episode 16. It looks like Jamie Lee Curtis is in it.
Yeah, I imagine these shows probably pull up some, like, pretty good guest stars.
Yeah, I reckon.
I know that Justin Bieber got shot in Miami.
I remember that happened when we were at uni.
Yeah, because it was like a really big thing. And then I've watched the scene and I was like, oh, okay, cool. Justin Bieber got shot. Kind of makes me happy, but at the same time, I'm a bit like, oh, okay. It's like having Ed Sheeran in Game of Thrones. Like, it takes nothing away, but it's not. It doesn't really add anything to the show either.
Taylor Swift was in it. Michael B. Jordan. Jason Segel. Oh, a little bit of Marshall.
It is.
Okay, which one do you think you liked better of the two crime scene investigation shows?
I don't know, probably CSI. I think because
I think I'd agree.
I think just because it juggled more.
Yeah, there's a little bit. It was more going on, which I did struggle at some point. But then it was that ending was great. But I really liked the other characters as well. Like, I struggled to remember any of the characters from NCIS. But the characters from CSI, I'm like, shit, yeah, they're actually really quite cool. And they seem like decent people. That's what I like.
I mean, Jim Brass is a bit of a fucking knob, but...
Yeah.
But apart from that, and like, it seems like... I feel like... Maybe it's just because I've seen more of CSI, and I'm like, I feel like the characters go somewhere and like mean something to each other, but I don't know if that would be true of Navy CSI.
Are you likely to carry on, do you think?
Maybe just like we might do the same thing I did with X-Files and just like read some synopses. Watch them big episodes. Because like the Quentin Tarantino episodes are really fucking good. Because it's just Nick, in a like buried alive, and the whole team have to try and work out where he is.
Oh really? Does the camera stay with Nick like that Ryan Reynolds movie?
Not 100% of the time.
Okay.
But all of his scenes are in a coffin. Yes.
Does it feel like a Tarantino thing? Or does it just feel like an episode of CSI, do you think?
Somewhere in the middle. It kind of feels like Tarantino's directing CSI, which he is. But it doesn't feel Tarantino because people aren't just made of blood.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which is normally how you go, oh, this is a Tarantino film, because that guy got shot and exploded. But at some point, I need to watch that Ryan Reynolds film, actually.
It's really good, actually. At least when I went to see it in the cinema, and obviously most of the screen is completely black, and in the cinema it's very, very dark. So the amount you can actually see on screen is very, very minimal. So when we stepped out of the cinema into the daylight, because it was like an afternoon showing, we both just completely independently of each other, just completely stretched our arms and legs out, like, oh shit, I need to be able to move. That was good.
Well, yeah, what about you? Are you going to keep watching them?
No, I don't think I'll watch either. I did enjoy both of them. I preferred CSI, but it's just, it's a lot of telly, and I find that quite intimidating. I know, like, you know, it's taken us, what, 6 months to get through Gilmore Girls, which comparatively isn't that long.
I mean, I did it in 2 weeks, so fuck you. But then I did nothing else for 2 weeks.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a bad 2 weeks, though.
Oh, no, it was great. But it does mean now I have no scope of, like, where things sit in the series.
Oh, that's true.
Which is why I'm very, like, you tell me what's happening, so that I don't just go, has this happened?
Do you want to hear where we've got to?
Yes.
Oh, it's not good. I'm not happy about this. We're on series 7, obviously.
Yes.
Episode 18. Have 5 left. Five. I'm not ready for it not to be around. We had a genuine conversation. We looked at each other yesterday and we were just like, I don't know what we're going to do when we're not watching it anymore and it's not new. And we're like, yeah, it's... So I was like, well, we've got the 5 episodes, but then we've still got the 4 basically films.
The 4 specials, yeah. That's like a 6-hour commitment.
And I'm like, that's fine.
That I would legitimately come on a train to sit and watch with you.
But feel free. But then, like...
Well, but you have to let me know when you're watching them, and then I'll calm down.
I think it'll probably be, like, end of this week, to be fair. Because we've not got anything planned for the next few evenings, and I think we've got a free weekend. So chances are, we're going to be finishing Gilmore Girls this week. I don't want to.
I know, it's sad, but then all you have to do is not watch it for a couple of months, and then you can just start again.
Yeah, well, I think what we're going to do is, like, we've been threatening it since we moved in, and I bought the box set.
Could do it.
We're going to start and get through the X-Files.
That would be a good way to try and forget about how happy Gilmore Girls made you.
Just think about how depressed X-Files is.
Yeah. And then you'll get to go back to Gilmore Girls.
This is very, very true. Okay. Well, I think that wraps it up for NCISESI.
Yeah, there was nothing... there was nothing particularly, like... There was nothing outstanding about both of the shows, and there was nothing awful. They were just
quite good shows. They were just fine. They were just fine. They were great. I did really enjoy them. But, you know, that's it. I'm glad I've now seen them. But I'm not going to be dying to watch them again. So, but no, I did enjoy that. I actually, genuinely, it might, when it comes to the top 5 of the year, these will probably be in my honourable mentions, because I very much
I was going to say I don't think,
no, not top 5, but like I'll say it at the end of it, like, genuinely I really respect them for being as solid as they both were.
Yeah, I
feel, because like we've had some which are just dog shit. I think that's what we should do at the end of this series. We'll do our bottom 5 as well.
Yeah,
across all 3 series we've done.
Oh no, just this one, because I don't want to ever talk about.
Yeah, you know, fair enough. Again. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Because apart from that, this season's actually been pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How did... Just a little bit of admin between us. You know, on our document, it starts at the episode we've most recently done, what we're about to do. Yeah. So, like, it's here. How do I get it to expand to all these ones?
You see this box here?
No, I don't know where you're...
You see the uploaded column?
Yep.
You see the little triangle on the arrow, yeah?
Yeah.
Click that and then just have no... selected.
Yeah, okay. Yep, I'm with you. Cool. Cool, thanks for that. That's very handy. Bit of admin. So next week, I'm looking forward to doing next week, because...
I've
watched one of them. Yeah, we do our neighbour night every Monday with our... people who live across the hall from us. We finished watching The Sinner, which, by the way, you absolutely should go and watch. It's fantastic. And we started Top of the Lake, which happens to be one of the shows we're doing. So we're doing Top of the Lake and Tin Star, which had a lot of cinema adverts. I remember there was a time going to the cinema, I've seen that scene in that petrol station a whole bunch of times.
All I know about it is that it has Tim Roth in it.
Yes. Tim Roth, who has played Sepp Blatter in his time, so that's great.
And he was also in Lie to Me and Abomination, so...
And Pulp Fiction. And Reservoir Dogs.
Yep, also that.
And Hateful Eight, which wasn't so good.
I don't think I've seen Hateful Eight yet.
It's not great.
Oh, no, I have. Yeah, it was alright.
I got bored. It genuinely had an intermission. And the cinema lights came up, and I was like, huh? What are we doing? Let's just watch a film.
I mean, that always confused me. I was just standing in, like, a theatre, because, like, you're sort of sat there, and you're like, man, I really wish I could go just get a drink. But, like, my God. And then, like, you're like, how are these people not tight? And then, like, intermission, like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. I understand. And then you go get a beer.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching Tin Star. I'm going to write down some stuff I thought about Top of the Lake. Because, actually, it would have gone quite well with, if you're looking at the document, that show.
Ah, interesting. Yes.
But I'll make that point when we return. So, that one will come out on the 30th of May, which we are a long way away from.
Yep.
But this is good. This is good. We haven't missed an episode so far. We nearly did, but...
Nearly, but... But we know it was coming, so... Swooped in, saved the day.
Yeah. Anyway,
I mean, I edited that at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And the thing is, I know there's a mistake in it. There's a big old fucking chunk that I've just, like, mistimed. So the audio spectrum goes up to, like, a certain point, and then it's just like, oh, we're talking about next week now. Here's the thumbnail for that episode, because I totally forgot to... I didn't render that, like, 2 minutes. Like, oops.
Oh, dear. Right. Okay, well, you know, if you do... If anyone does listen to this, anyone at all, don't be afraid to, like... Tweet. People might have tweeted us, I've just realised. I don't check the Twitter at all, or email... realcopilotpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, you should be checking that.
If you're on Rich's YouTube channel, Chad Allen, please don't be afraid to comment. Zara, if you're still listening to us, do you have a copy of the horror film that me and you and Liam made? Because I bumped into him. We had a party with him the other day, and he asked if either of us had a copy of it, and I said I would ask you. I now realise that you're going to be hearing this at the very earliest in... just over a month's time. Oh well, never mind. But yeah, I think that's about it for this fine episode.
Yes.
It's been emotional.
Alright, it's actually been very scientific. There's a lot of science this week. We didn't talk about any of it, but there was some.
No. I might finish Gilmore Girls by the time the next episode comes out. Shit. Or by the time we record next, because I definitely will by the next time the next episode comes out. Anyway, we're rambling. Goodbye.
Bye.